What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take our first look for this week. Some of the local news here in the Republic of Panama. The race for the presidential seat is intensifying in the country. This weekend was marked by an increased movement between candidates such as Romulo Rue, representative of the alliance between the Cambio Democratico and the Panamanista parties, Ricardo Lombana, leader of the other PATH movement known as MOCA, and Martin Torrijos, nominated by the Popular Party. Rue, who visited Santa Ana in the District of Panama, said that during his government, expenses and privileges will be cut. There, he also reiterated that the use of bodyguards from the Institutional Protection Service, the SPI, for him and his family has been ruled out from now on. "We have rejected the use of SPI escorts, and when I am president, my daughters will not use them either. As I said, in my government, the money will be for the people and not for the politicians," said Rue. The statements by the president of Cambio Democratico were given during a conversation with young people from the town of Santa Ana, which he plans to turn into one of the most important tourist sites in the country. Furthermore, he assured them of employment opportunities in sectors such as tourism, agriculture, construction, and logistics. For his part, Lombana toured part of the Chepo district, where he promised to reduce the National Assembly and its slate. There, residents raised the needs for schools, medicine, public spaces and bridges to the presidential candidate. Quote, "The people asked for it, and that is my main commitment," unquote, said Lombana, were about reducing spending on entities such as the Assembly to provide those resources to the citizenry. Currently, the Assembly has 71 deputies, but the MOCA candidate has proposed that the legislature can operate with half of them. Torrijos pledged in Panama Oeste to work to resolve problems such as insecurity, lack of drinking water, lack of opportunities for young people, and the creation of rehabilitation centres in the case of accidents. He also described as inhuman the time that users take on a public transport bus, despite being so close to the capital city. Therefore, his government plan includes among its priorities the conclusion of a series of road projects that have been started but are still waiting to be finished. In addition, he proposed expanding regional university centres and improving public health services. In fact, he promised to build a fourth-level hospital in the La Chorrera district. You might have noticed that smoke continues to rise from Patagon, Cerro Patagon, affecting citizens indicated on Sunday that they have smelled the smell now of burning garbage in the capital. This despite the fact that firefighters put out the fire 100% last Friday. The most affected are those who live near the landfill. "We've been breathing this for 6 weeks now," commented ex-user at Clear This Fish. Angela Delgado, Lieutenant Colonel of the Benemerito Fire Department of Panama, explained that although there are no longer flames inside Cerro Patagon, there are still some hot spots that generate that smoke. It was maintained that it is known as combustion residue, which is fueled when there is a breeze. "It's like a firebrand which continues to smoke," it was added. Now, also added to this are the fires reported in sectors near the landfill. This Saturday alone, 3 fires were recorded in grasslands in areas such as Gunanega, and they were put out by the bomberos. Last Friday, the Research, Innovation and Development Group in Applied Chemistry of the University of Panama expressed its deep concern regarding the toxicological danger posed by the recent fires in Cerro Patacon. Through a statement, the group highlighted that one of its duties is to warn about the risks associated with exposure to chemical substances and advocate for adequate protective measures for the affected population. According to the group of researchers, the fires that have been recorded at the landfill have, and I quote, "evidenced a critical and underestimated problem. The emission of a wide range of compounds of toxicological importance into the air, including sulfur dioxide, carbon monoxide, oxides of nitrogen, dioxins and furans, the latter being particularly dangerous." They recommend people living near the landfill to limit their exposure to the outdoors. Do not do physical activities near these areas and stay indoors with the windows closed. The Omar Torrijos Herrera Recreational and Cultural Park will finally be renovated. The Ministry of the Presidency awarded the contract for the design, construction, improvements to this public recreation site located in the heart of the city. The winning company of the tender was Corporación Beta S.A., which offered a proposal for $609,674. The Presidency ordered the publication of this award on the 19th of March on the Panama Compra website to later give the order to proceed. There were three companies that participated in this tender for best value and whose base reference price was $585,294. The other two companies which were left out were the Thelma Panama S.A., which offered for an amount of $578,859, and Educational Furniture and Technology S.A., which presented a proposal for $612,559. According to the commission that was in charge of evaluating the proposals, Thelma Panama S.A. and Educational Furniture and Technology S.A. did not comply with all the requirements established in these specifications. Thus, the company Corporación Beta S.A. will be in charge of the design, study, construction and adaptations of the cultural and children's facilities of this important park. This includes an amphitheatre for 200 people, renovation of the mixed children's games and restoration of the current gazebos and bathrooms. The works also include sand play, seating benches and landscaping, likewise a slide and the dismantling of the 26 existing games. Currently, the children's games, the dinosaur area, the snack house for children and visitors, as well as the swings, well, they're neglected. Omar Park, which has 56 hectares and receives more than 5,000 people a day, is under the umbrella of the office of the First Lady, Jasmine Colon de Cortizo. In November of 2023, the first tender for that project was launched, but it was declared void. The two activists of the candidate for deputy for the 8-3 circuit, Ingrid Persky, who were injured on Friday, the 22nd of March, are in stable condition. According to Spersky, who represents the Popular Party in her candidacy for deputy for the 8-3 circuit, one of the women underwent surgery and her condition is stable, while the other injured person was discharged and he's already at home. The incident occurred in the afternoon on the main road of Vista Hermoso in Pueblo Nuevo. The presidential candidate for the Popular Party, Martin Torrijos, condemned the incident on his X account. But due to this event, the health fair scheduled for this Saturday in Pueblo Nuevo has been cancelled. The event was part of the activities planned before the violent incident took place on Friday. Persky told La Prensa that they are reorganizing their political campaign activities with a view to the elections on the 5th of May. Investigations into the incident remain ongoing. According to the chief of the San Francisco police area, Juan Arango, it has been learned that the other two men who were in the vehicle attacked by a motorcyclist have a history of attacks with firearms. One of them is being investigated for crimes against life and personal integrity. Arango added that the evidence collected at the scene is added to the videos delivered to the authorities to locate the motorcycle driver involved in the case. And a new loan for Panama, this is for $350 million, was approved by the Executive Board of the World Bank on Friday. The financing is part of the Development Policy Program on climate resilience and green growth, and will support the country in reforms aimed at decarbonizing the transportation and energy sectors, the multilateral organization indicated in a statement. Likewise, part of the resources will be allocated to programs that seek to generate the capacities required in the task of adaptation and mitigation of the effects of climate change. The World Bank detailed that this $350 million project will support the reforms established in two pillars. The first pillar focuses on promoting a clean energy transition, low carbon and socially inclusive growth, and technological innovations for disaster preparedness. In accordance with this component, Panama will continue to strengthen the regulatory and regulatory frameworks that were created to reduce emissions from the energy and transportation sectors. This pillar supports political reforms aimed at rural electrification through renewable energies and digital connectivity that will benefit women and indigenous territories. And the second pillar will help Panama continue developing capabilities to manage its natural resources sustainably and plan for climate change. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. Our first look for the week, our Monday morning look. Some of the local stories for you here in the news compiled for you for today's programme.